Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's Success Team Leadership Call. My name is Jim Tanner. I'm dialing in from my home in Boston, Massachusetts. Happy Thursday evening to all of you joining us live on the call this evening. Hey, listen, it's January 30th. We are wrapping up the first month of the new year and the new decade. We're going to be talking about that here tonight. So get a pen and paper ready. Listen intently. We got a lot of great information to go over with you. Here's the topic for the evening: building an international team, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, creating leverage, creating legacy income, creating a future, not just for you and your family, but for generations of your family to come. So hopefully that's why you dialed in this evening, because that's what you're going to learn about here on our Success Team Leadership Call. As we get started, as we continue to grow here in 2020, I want to welcome our new associates. First of all, let me welcome Susan Durkin in Kennewick, Washington. Welcome, Susan, to the Success Team. Also, Savannah Stevens in Chapin, South Carolina, sponsored by Venus Powers. Welcome. Sedano Smart in Sacramento, California, sponsored by Cynthia Bobkowski. Welcome to you. James Neuf in Bradenton, Florida, sponsored into the business by Robin and Terry Raphael. We have Jeffrey Schwartz in Bakersfield, California. Jeffrey is sponsored in by RK&E Corporation, which is Rebecca Falk. So congratulations, Jeffrey, for joining the business and partnering up with Rebecca, one of the top producers in all of Legal Shield. Raul Lindsay in Inwood, New York, sponsored by Kathy Kunstler. Spring Simmons in Sykes, Louisiana, sponsored by Mr. Chris Corley. Gordon Bieber in Columbus, Georgia. Welcome to the team, Gordon, sponsored by Jessica Hooten, and also sponsored by Jessica Hooten is Steve Brown in Deerfield, Illinois. Welcome to all of our new Success Team associates. I'm excited to have you on the call, and we're certainly excited to have you here with us as we continue to launch 2020 with incredible precision and intensity. And folks, you're going to hear more about that this evening. Let me start off here by taking the call to Cookeville, Tennessee, where you're about to hear from the founder of the Success Team. Ladies and gentlemen, a $700,000 ring earner, multiple millionaire club member, and someone who has mentored and created success all around North America with millionaire club members throughout the organization. Please help me welcome to the team Platinum World Council member, Mr. Mark Riches. Mr. Riches?
Awesome. Thank you very much, Mr. Tanner. It's great to be on the call tonight, and just want to extend my welcome as well to those new associates. It's exciting to see so many people taking advantage of the incredible opportunity that we have with Legal Shield. And also, I want to extend my congratulations to the many that are fast start qualifying. If you just look at that Facebook page, it's just going all the time with, those are people in our team that are advancing to senior associate and on into manager and qualifying for that $300 and $500 bonus. And so I just want to congratulate all those and also our business builder bonus qualifiers. We had a lot of money. In one day, Legal Shield paid out $600,000 or more than $600,000 in bonuses. Now, they pay out an average of about $500,000 every day in commissions, but this is just on top of all that in one day, the business builder bonus. And there was one couple, Isra and Marty Wynn, got a $100,000 bonus, which beat my record. So I'm now got to set a new record. I had received the largest bonus paid in Legal Shield history of $95,000. And that's been since 2008, I've held that record. And the Wins just beat my record by $5,000 too. But they got a bonus check this week for $100,000 and $100,015. So congratulations to them and all the associates throughout the country that qualified for that extra almost $700,000 paid out in just business builder bonuses. Now, that was last quarter's bonuses paid out. There's another business builder bonus available right now. You have to be a senior director or an executive director. And let's say you're not qualifying for those levels, make the decision to qualify. You know, that's all it is a decision. Hey, I'm going to get that extra bonus and extra cash, and then you can print off the flyers from the Docs on Demand section in the back office. So we've got one day left in January, and I'm not going to talk a lot tonight. I just want to talk about this one day. We've got one day left and the power of one day. And to kind of kick this segment off, I want to play an audio, and I'll put the video up on our Facebook page. But I want to play a short little audio here from Megan O'Leary. Megan is from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and she went from a desk job to an Olympic rower in only 6 years. She had had a coach mention rowing to her. She wasn't at all interested, but a few years later she got interested, and she kind of shares that journey and that story, and then she competed in the Summer Olympics in Rio 2016. And just a little side note, my wife Jennifer and I were there at Rio as part of the Platinum World Council trip that year. We went to Rio to the Summer Olympics and watched a lot of, we didn't watch any rowing, but we watched a lot of the different venues. I think 13 different venues we were in, and just spent a whole week there with all the other Platinum World Council members. But we were there. But she was there also, and just a few years earlier had made the decision to take on that sport. So I just want you to hear this little training she did, and it's called The Power of One Day by Megan O'Leary.
Everybody in this room has one thing that is exactly the same as everybody else. It's the only thing that we all have in common. It's the same version, it's the same size, it's the same value. We all have this day, today, and it just may be the day that your life could completely change. It was the spring of 2007, before I was entering into my graduate year and final year of playing softball at the University of Virginia. The UVA women's head rowing coach approached me and asked if I'd ever thought about rowing. He said if things didn't work out with the new softball coach they just hired, that I should come out for the team. He would teach me and I could make varsity by the following spring. Now to really sell it, he said, you can be an Olympian one day. I'm from Louisiana. I'm not scared of mosquitoes, but we don't mess around in small boats and water down there. So I thanked him, flattered, but sort of flippantly was, you know, I'll stick with what I know. 3 years later, I would enter rowing into a Google search. I literally Googled the sport. At the time, I was only looking for something new, something different, challenging to do in my free time. I had just moved to West Hartford, Connecticut, where I was living out my dream of working for ESPN. I remember the UVA rowing coach telling me I could be a good rower, so I thought, well, I'm in New England, that's what they do here, I should row. A few clicks of the keyboard and I find a local rowing club and I sign up for the beginning rowing classes. A few weeks later, I pull into the parking lot of the boathouse and I'm overcome with this wave of anxiety and fear. I was a two-sport Division I college athlete. I grew up in sports, and along the way, I'd become pretty confident in my abilities, but I was terrified. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know anyone. I didn't want to get out of the car. It was an ungodly hour in the morning, and I was definitely wearing the wrong clothes. Despite this strong urge to flee, I almost drove away, went back to my daily routine, convinced myself that I didn't need this change. I peel myself out of the car and take that big step into the very, very deep end of the unknown. Now, I wish I could say this first day of rowing was some blissful experience where I sort of perfectly happen upon what I'm supposed to be doing for the rest of my life. The coaches were speaking what felt like a foreign language and using terms and words and calling for drills that I had no context of even beginning to understand. The equipment was big and bulky yet seemed fragile. My body ached and from using muscles I didn't even know existed. My hands were blistered after one session, red and sore from the coarse handle of the oar rubbing back and forth across my palm and fingers. Now, despite how uncomfortable physically and mentally I still was, I knew from the moment that I felt the water running underneath me against the smooth hull of the boat that I was hooked. Now, maybe it was the endorphins talking, but I also encountered this unfettered belief that I was doing exactly what I should be doing, and I wanted more of it. Something inside of me had come alive. I'd been awakened in a way I'd never experienced before, and so I listened. I've never been one to leisurely embark upon anything. Ever since I was a kid, I had to win. I had to be the best. You'd think I'd grown out of that as an adult. Now, along with this newfound passion in rowing, I unleashed a desire to want to be the best and pursue it at the highest level. The best thing that someone told me early on was that you're young enough to be an Olympian, if that's what you really want to do. But you're old enough that you can't wait around. The window of opportunity was becoming only smaller with each passing day. So here I am. I want to become the best in the world at something I've just discovered. And apparently, I'm getting old. Shortly after, I had the fortunate experience of meeting a great training partner. He introduced me to his training group and coach. That following spring, I took a winter training trip with the group down to South Carolina. I was so excited. I just poured my savings into a brand new boat, a racing scull, something I hadn't even been in but definitely needed. I was like a kid with a new expensive toy, very difficult to master. Now, because of how novice I was, the coach put me in with his junior rowing group. These are 13, 14, 15-year-olds. I'm 26 at the time. There was a day that week I remember, it was a race piece day, test piece day. I got pounded, just annihilated by these teenagers who were all smaller than me and over a decade younger. It was embarrassing, deflating. Who was I kidding, thinking I could do this when I didn't even have the experience of a kid? Later, at my hotel room that night, I cried. It was a low day. A week later, despite this brutal defeat by high schoolers, I would sign up for the U.S. Rowing National Selection Team Regatta. This was my time to see how I measured up against the Olympians and national team members. Forget the teenagers. Despite the coaches urging to saying that I'm just not ready, I decided to give it a whirl. I remember that first day of racing. It was pretty brutal weather. It was very windy. The water was choppy. My training partner calls out as I'm clumsily making my way down to the dock. He says, "At least pretend like you know what you're doing." I didn't have an idea of what I was doing. That first race, I would almost flip, and I would finish dead last in the entire regatta. 2 years later, I show up to that same regatta. A couple more years' experience, a better boat, and a lot more confidence. I would make my way into the final and finish fourth, 31 spots higher than I had at that first regatta. Only Olympians would place ahead of me, and that fourth place finish would award me a spot into the top United States women's double sculls with Ellen Tomek, a veteran rower and Olympian. Later that summer, the thought that just maybe this seemingly impossible dream of going to the Olympics in a sport I'd only discovered 3 years ago began to creep into my mind as I was awarded the bronze medal at the 2013 World Cup in Lucerne, Switzerland. Not to mention that taking third meant we had beat out a six-time Olympian, a six-time world champion, and a handful of other rowing superstars. I was standing among the best of the best and holding my own. I had arrived. And now it's April 23rd, 2016. It's the night before the final of the Olympic trials. I'm freaking out. The reality that this day would actually come had been lost in the grind of training and just surviving one day to the next. At the end of tomorrow, I would either be an Olympian or I wouldn't. There was no gray area to fall into, no second chance. It all came down to this one day. Now, when you sit at the start line of a race, you can't think about the finish. You do. You want it to be done. But you have to stay present. You have to stay in the moment. And as the referee's giving the call over, I reach up, I put a hand on Ellen's shoulder. I say, "Nobody better. Today is our day." The horn goes off. We blast off the line, clean, strong. We've practiced this 1,000 times over, day after day. but something's wrong. We're down. The boat next to us has gotten off faster, better. They're ahead of us for the first 300 meters of the race. I make a call up to Ellen, breathe, relax, strong legs. The beautiful thing about rowing is that when you get a boat going just right, it appears to take off, effortlessly gliding across the water. The crew is in pain, but they make it look easy. Another few hundred meters, and we take off. 750 meters to go, we've put a significant amount of water between us and the rest of the field. Unless something drastic happens, we're heading to Rio. I let this thought pop into my mind for the slightest thousandth of a second, and then back to full focus. I've worked 6 years of my life for this moment. I'm not about to let my head lose it for me. We're into the red buoys now, 250 meters left in the race. I can hear the crowd roaring, deafening in our ears. Every stroke, I know the finish line is getting closer. And then the horn goes off again, and it feels as if the world stands still. Ellen raises her hands over her head, and that's when the reality of the moment hits me. We won. We're going to Rio. I'm an Olympian. And then I lose it. I throw my hands in the water, I yell, I scream, everything I can. It's pure elation, pure joy. 3 months later, I would have the honor of competing on the world's biggest athletic stage as a member of the United States Olympic team. Ellen and I would take sixth in the world. 6 years ago, I didn't even know how to properly step into a boat. I went from working a desk job to competing against the best athletes in the world. I've calculated this journey took me all of 2,190 days, give or take. The UVA coach that planted that seed of rowing in my mind on that random spring day would end up being my coach in the Rio Games. One of the high schoolers who handed me that brutal defeat in South Carolina was at a recent Olympic celebration event. She came up to me, a collegiate rower now, and says, "My claim to fame is that I beat an Olympian." But more importantly, that I was an inspiration to her, and she too wanted to be an Olympian one day. My international debut and first medal won at that 2013 World Cup would come 3 years to the day that I almost didn't get out of my car for that first rowing lesson. Now, throughout this improbable adventure of navigating the ups and downs, the good and just terrible trying days, I came to appreciate the unique value in each one. Shortly after that first regatta, I discovered my secret weapon. I was talking to my coach at the time, and I said, "I know I have a long ways to go, but if I can just do something every day, just a little bit of progress every day, I can get there." He nodded. He's very stoic. He's German. Says, "Besser jeden Tag." Better every day quickly became my mantra, my personal motto of every day counts. I didn't need to become an Olympian in one day, although that would have been really great and a lot more efficient. But if I could do something every day that put me closer, one stroke, one practice at a time, I believed it was possible. Big dreams can oftentimes feel unattainable or reserved only for someone else. But remember, our days are all equal. 24 hours, 1,440 minutes. And when new adventures feel as though they're something of the past or it's too late for change, there's not enough time to take that unexpected journey, rest assured that all it takes is one day. The significance of this is more important today, now, more than ever. We all have the power of one day. How are you going to make it count? Thank you.
All right, so I hope you enjoyed that, Megan O'Leary. Again, I put a video of that talk that she gave on our Facebook page if you want to watch it. But really some great points, some key points that stand out to me is, you know, her first day, that experience was so wobbly and imbalanced. You know, it was hard, it was embarrassing, she felt defeated. She didn't even know anything about it, and the teenagers there were a lot better skilled and more natural than she was, and to a point where she got back to her hotel room that night and cried. And you know, I'm sure she wanted to quit many times in that. She said she almost flipped, and she came in dead last. And then from that experience of being wobbly and imbalanced to becoming, finishing fourth in the World Cup, and then which qualified her to become an Olympian and competed in the Rio Olympics and finished sixth there. So, again, a great story of just tenacity and consistency and putting a goal, setting a goal, and accomplishing that goal. I really just love that story. So anyway, and another key point is our days are all equal. You know, we all have today. We all have tomorrow. We all have the same amount of hours, the same amount of minutes in that day. The real question is, what are we going to do with that day? And it reminds me of Dan Holman, who went out his first day in the business, you know, which this was over 10 years ago, but we still talk about it. Excuse me. But he went out that first day and got across the kitchen table from 9 people, and he ended up writing 8 Legal Shield memberships in one day, his first day. We're not sure if the bonuses, the $500 and $300 bonuses, are going to continue in February. We assume they will, but we all have tomorrow to get out there and share this incredible opportunity with people. And I just want to challenge you in closing here is, to get out and make tomorrow a productive day. If you're not Performance Club qualified, don't put it off and say, hey, I'll do that tomorrow. Do it today. And I'm talking about tomorrow. Do it tomorrow. Go get qualified. There's hundreds of people that Performance Club qualify in a single day. You won't be an Olympian by doing that. That's done all the time by a lot of people. And it's also skipped by a lot of people all the time, meaning they put it off. They say, well, I won't do it this month. I'll just do it next month. I'm telling you, make tomorrow count. Get your Mad Streak going tomorrow if you haven't started it yet. Get Performance Club qualified by tomorrow, and you'll have all the way up till midnight tomorrow night. If you haven't recruited anyone this month, this is our team building call. Go recruit someone, enroll someone in the business, so that they have the opportunity to earn that $800 bonus incentive. And if you get them in tomorrow by midnight, you're guaranteed that they have that cash bonus available to them. We're not sure every month whether the bonuses will continue or not, but we are guaranteed if we put them in the business tomorrow. And there'll be hundreds of associates join Legal Shield tomorrow. Why not have some people joining your team tomorrow? And it's really just about talking to people and letting them know about the incredible opportunity that we have, sharing the amazing tools and resources that we have with them. I've already signed up 5 associates this month. My plan is to sign up a couple more tomorrow before the end of the month. I hope you enjoy that little training segment I shared from Megan O'Leary tonight. And think about the power of one day and what you can do in one day to have an impact in your Legal Shield business. So with that, Mr. Tanner, I'll turn the call back over to you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Riches. I love that training. I'm a big fan of Olympians and everything that goes into that preparation. And I just love that message. I'm so grateful for that message this evening. I know many of you really felt that message, you know, one day can change everything. And really, isn't that all about decision as well? Making a decision that you're going to leave the behaviors, the delay, the putting it off of the past in the past, and just change course to a brighter future, which starts with being in action, taking massive action, and taking massive responsibility for yourself and your business and your future, and doing that today. And again, I appreciate you, Mr. Riches, for being on. I just have a few other thoughts I'd like to add as we wrap up the call this evening. And the first thing is, I want to talk about the February book of the month. I don't want to talk too much about February, but I do know that a lot of folks, you go on Amazon, you get the February book of the month, you want it to be here before February, And so I want to make sure that everybody knows about this book. And I'm going to tell you why this book is the book of the month. The book is called The Absolute Best Way in the World for Women to Make Money. Now listen to that title again. We'll put this in our Success Team World back office. The Absolute Best Way in the World for Women to Make Money. It's written by Lorna Rasmussen, who sits on our Ladies of Justice Council. She is a acclaimed executive director and top producer for years in Legal Shield. It's co-authored by Paul J. Meyer, a billionaire that built a successful Legal Shield business and was the father of the modern personal development movement. So a phenomenal book, and we're going to read that together in the month of February. And here's why. In the month of February, we're going to focus more than ever before on making an impact in our teams by exposing the women on our list to the power of Legal Shield, the opportunity, the service. And we're going to talk more about that next week on this call as well. But I want you to take a fresh look at your list in February and say, who do I know that is a parent, a working mom, a professional woman insurance agent? Who do I know? Who are the females that are on my list that I can talk to and share Ladies of Justice, share Legal Shield with? We're going to talk more about how to do that. And remember, in everybody listening tonight, every one of you in your back office, under the Ladies of Justice category in your Success Team World back office, you have your own personalized Ladies of Justice recruiting website to share that opportunity. And again, we're going to go deep into this, but I just want to give you a little sneak preview for our month of February, which is going to be a massive month of February for us. But we're going to finish January before we talk about February. I just want to give you a tip on what the book is coming out. Get registered for our Dallas International Convention. This is going to be an opportunity where all of our Success Team leaders are going to be gathering with their teams under one roof at the K. Bailey Hutchinson Center at the International Convention in Dallas, Texas. That's coming up in April. And it's coming up quickly, so we want to make sure you're registered and you've got your travel arrangements made. If you'd like to split a room, if you're looking to do Airbnb with other folks, we have a lot of our team, our family that does that. Go to our Success Team World Facebook page and just share your desire, share what you're looking for. And we have folks that are going to be collaborating on rides, people that are driving in. Obviously, there's buses that come into Dallas for this from different parts of the country. You are going to be a part of the largest gathering of Legal Shield Associates in its nearly 50-year history. As we celebrate the Vision 2020, millions of people protected, and incredible entrepreneurs and success stories created across North America and the United Kingdom. We'll all be together for that, and I want you listening to this tonight to be there with us for that. So make absolutely sure you don't miss out on this huge opportunity to be with us in Dallas. We'll have more details about how we're gathering as a Success Team in Dallas, and we'll get back to that. I do want to mention two other things before I let everybody go. And here are those two things. First of all, how powerful it is. I was talking with someone on my team last night about this, and I just wanted to bring it to all of you. We were just talking about the power of the Legal Shield incentive program for motivating our sales teams. In other words, we as team leaders, you know, we have these tools that are powerful tools, trips and cash incentives, bonuses. Like you heard Mr. Rich is talking about, a $100,000 bonus, builder's bonus was paid out, $600,000 in total bonuses paid out in one bonus program. And we were just looking, this other gentleman and I, at the 2020 Business Solutions incentive flyer, which is in your back office. And we were just looking at the hundreds of and thousands and tens of thousands of dollars that each individual Business Solutions producer on your team is eligible for. And they're all cumulative bonuses. They can earn hundreds. They can earn thousands. As a matter of fact, for brand new producers on your team, they have an annual bonus opportunity of over $60,000 in 2020. For folks that are seasoned, that were part of our organization in the prior year and qualified for higher ranks, they could earn anywhere from $84,000 to over $108,000 from the Business Solutions program. So when you talk about being able to motivate the business, the B2B producers, the Business Solutions folks on your team, there, you and I don't have to put those dollars in. We don't have to put together that incentive program. All we have to do is promote it. So as you're recruiting and developing your sales team, do you have this flyer? Are you putting this flyer in the hands of your newest associates? Are you talking about this when you're speaking to folks about the opportunity? Do they understand that on top of the multiple six-figure income they could earn on an annual basis, on top of the ability to earn a multiple six-figure residual income with our business, that they also have an opportunity to earn tens of thousands, if not $100,000 plus in additional B2B bonuses? And, you know, you might say, well, this is just a lot to know and a lot to understand, but as you start to focus on speaking in terms of how our business benefits the individual that you're recruiting, that you're training, that you're supporting, motivating, when you focus on how the business benefits them, you'll find that it gets a lot easier and clearer on how to talk about these types of incentives. What we tend to do is focus on how the business benefits us as the recruiter, and that just doesn't, that's really not, well, it's not important to your new person, quite honestly. It doesn't matter to them what your override's going to be, what your business builder potential bonuses are. What matters to them is how they can change their financial present, their financial future, and build a legacy, build a financial wall around their family with this Legal Shield business. So start to study that and understand how that bonus program works, so you can start talking about it on a daily basis. And then finally, my final thought for you is that Legal Shield announced, that came out in the newsletter over the weekend, that we have a special promotion, and it's going to end tomorrow. It's a January promotion for the Lead the Change recruiting tools, which is a printed, it's a beautiful printed book. I know many of you have these. It's so much more than a brochure. They call it a brochure, but if you have one of these in your hand, you know exactly how beautiful it is. They gave us samples in Salt Lake City at Leaders at All Levels. The JFA, or what we call the LegalShieldStore.com, which is JFA, our printer, has a 50% off discount on these brochures, but it ends tomorrow, January 31st. So to order, you can get 10, you can get 100, you can get 500, and you can save half price on these recruiting tools that we're using to recruit top professionals to sit down and do presentations and show people the membership and the opportunity, and then be able to give that to them to bring home to a spouse to look at, to bring home to a partner to look at, to bring to the other individuals in that insurance office to look at. It's just a great tool. It's very professional, and it really speaks to the multi-billion dollar value of our company. And it just gives you a great step up in your professionalism. And again, half price through tomorrow. So make sure you get those. All you have to do is go to thelegalshieldstore.com. There's also a link in your Success Team World back office that will link you right to the store. Again, it's thelegalshieldstore.com. And get those incredible Lead the Change brochures and get packs of 10, 100, 500, whatever you want, and save half price on those. Folks, I want to thank you for plugging in. We have some work to do. We have to finish what we started here in the month of January. For many of us, that's getting Fast Start qualified because you're brand new. For some, it's getting Performance Club qualified, starting or maintaining your Performance Club consistency. For some of you, it's senior director, executive director, and the executive director levels. But whatever it is, finish what you started here in the month of January. When we come back together on Monday, it will be February. We'll be deep into it. We'll know what the groundhog said. We'll know who won the Super Bowl. Everything will be different on Monday. But finish the month of January with your heart and soul, with pride, by doing noble work here, protecting families with our Legal Shield and ID Shield products, paying forward the opportunity that was shared with each and every one of us by sharing that opportunity as well. Thank you so much to Mr. Mark Riches and all of our Success Team members for joining the Leadership Call this evening. This is Jim Tanner. Good night.